This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
$90,000 worth of pure gold was recovered. It was crudely fashioned in the form of bangles. This investigation has been an incredibly comprehensive investigation with tremendous amount of resources devoted to it in order to identify the people responsible. But certainly, the positions of the people that were involved in it made it easier.
That is the voice of Chief Milenovich out of Peel Region this morning. A number of law enforcement from a number of different levels, different units and different jurisdictions at this press conference, including Department of Justice, as they lay out the information on the one-year anniversary. On it, 1 year ago today, we were telling you about this crazy gold heist out of Pearson Airport, wondering how the hell could this have happened. And today we actually started to get some answers on this. It's a $22 million bust. That basically involves, at least nine suspects right now who've been arrested, three still wanted on a Canada-wide warrant. They're looking at about 19 charges. In this investigation, 65 guns were brought in, going to be taken over the border from the United States, brought into here. But, you know, we didn't get a lot of details on how this happened. But the bottom line is, there was 600-plus gold bars brought from Switzerland and flown over by Air Canada to the Air Canada hangar here on the premise that it was seafood, which apparently had no smell to it at all. And from there, a forklift showed up and the thing was gone within an hour. Well, now we find out, yeah, it was an inside job involving at least two employees of Air Canada. The thing that floors me, though, my God, they're on bail. I mean, did they even pass go? Let me bring in Patrick Brown. He is the mayor of Brampton, joining us now. You've been out in the news a lot dealing with these big, huge organized crime busts in the last 2 weeks. It's crazy.
So this is a tremendous win for public safety. You know, this is almost like out of a movie like Ocean's 11, but the difference is in Ocean's 11, the bad guys get away. That's not the case. And so, one, I want to thank the police. This is an incredible collaboration with ATF in the U.S. and with the Peel Police. This group was incredibly sophisticated, using modern technology. And Chief Nish and his team used even more impressive technology to catch the bad guys, whether it's matching the gold, whether it's the telecommunications techniques used to surveil this group. It was highly sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And not only is this important because this was the largest gold heist in Canadian history, but they are using the gold to purchase illegal firearms in the U.S. and smuggle them into Canada. You know, these weren't just handguns. These were modified machine guns. Yeah. In the words of our Deputy Chief Milenovich, he said, mark his words, this saved lives. These guns that would have been on the street in Canada would have cost lives. And so this is a win for public safety. A lot of the times in the media, we talk about the crimes that happen. We don't get opportunities to celebrate great police investigative work, and this is an example of it.
It is, but there's a lot to question, too, because organized crime and has been a problem for a very, very long time. It's now reached epic levels in this country. It's not being addressed. But, on a story like this, while it can kind of be like cool and intriguing, the bottom line is, when you're walking around with things like machine guns and that and doing this, it's for no good. So when I hear that they're already on bail, not even a day later, after all the police resources, the costs, length of time, the jurisdiction between the United States and the fact that 65 guns were en route here, it's frankly disgusting. Like, what won't keep someone in jail at this point?
So, I can give you a bit of an update on this too. So the individuals who was charged with a firearms offense is still in custody. So the person with the 65 firearms is in custody. He's looking at potentially being in custody for 35 years. Those charged with the property offenses for the theft of the gold, they're facing sentences of up to 5 years. One thing that Chief Nish and myself have advocated for, given the We've been inundated with auto thefts. Mm-hmm. We need more significant penalties for property crimes. Right now in Canada, property crimes are treated very leniently, mm-hmm. Both in the bail system and in terms of the final sentencing. And so, you know, you do bring up a good point. The people charged with this gold theft, who aren't associated with the firearms component, you know, is the sentence that they're eventually going to get, doesn't match the severity of the crime. And I would suggest we need more tools in the criminal code. If you are stealing property that funds the arms trade, it needs to be an aggravating offense.
100%. Yeah, but again, organized crime can't be solved in a silo, right? You can't continue to play whack-a-mole. Every time the Peel cops go out or the Toronto cops, you know, they can solve these busts and bring in and show off the merchandise. It'll just happen again if we don't get serious in this country about cracking down. And I know that premiers, I know that police chiefs, they've asked, you know, well over a year ago for bail reforms and that kind of stuff. But unless we see a strategy that's cohesive, you know, coast to coast, and I don't know if you hear those conversations. I fear it's just going to be a constant whack-a-mole of trying to solve this stuff.
No, there's some very concerted advocacy amongst the police leadership in this country to push for, you know, serious sentences when it comes to property crimes. They had that in the U.S. We certainly don't have it in Canada. And in terms of bail reform, they do need to go further. And, you know, Premier Ford got criticized a month ago when he was talking about making sure there are sort of law and order minded JPs appointed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he has merit to what he's saying. You know, we had one case in Peel Region where someone was released on bail five times. And on the fifth time, he took someone's life. We had another case in Peel, Alex, and you're going to fall off your chair, where someone got arrested for stealing a car. They got released on bail. They went into the parking lot at the courthouse and stole another car.
Yeah, well, hey, if it's there and it's convenient, it's you know, I mean, we shouldn't laugh at these things, but it's so ridiculous. And I'm not shocked anymore by any of this. And I think that's a problem. It's when we become so jaded to it and see the system's not working. You know, it doesn't matter what you or any other politician does. It's not going to get the results the community at large wants. And
the good news is, Alex, today the system worked. We arrested nine heinous criminals are looking at custody. You know, some people criticize the fact that we've resourced the Peel Police. You know, we had the largest budget increase in our history, when I think in some other areas there was a lot of debate about, you know, whether you should increase police budgets. This is what happened.
Sure.
We gave our chief the technology tools to undertake significant investigations. I want that reputation to be known, is that the police here have the capacity to solve crime.
Right.
This is a very, very sophisticated crime.
Just quickly before I let you go, Air Canada or Pearson Airport at a whole, I mean, are they in conversations with anybody? I mean, if people are able to get in and do these kinds of things, is it not time to review, like, what else is getting in and out of there?
Well, there's a civil suit against Air Canada right now. And so whether they have responsibility in terms of the losses by this Swiss bank, the courts are going to decide that as well. But certainly, you know, this was an inside job, and Air Canada needs to tighten their security.
Stay tuned. Anyway, nice to see you again in the last couple of weeks on a big, big bust. I would just like to not see you at a big, big bust, because that means your job is done on that file. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. Patrick Brown joining us with the latest, certainly on that heist. And it is a big one. It is a big one.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.